This is the Texas Standard.
With a state as big as Texas, it seems economically prudent to set aside a portion of state funds specifically for when things aren't so rosy. And for years, Texas has done exactly that in the form of the Economic Stabilization Fund, or the Rainy Day Fund. But now some say the fund as it's been operating makes no fiscal sense, and it's time for a change. One person proposing change is Texas State Controller Glenn Hager, who joins us now. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Great to be with you today.
So the Economic Stabilization Fund, or Rainy Day Fund, is made up of oil and gas severance taxes. And over the last several years, that fund has grown to $10.2 billion. Is that too much money just to sock away for a rainy day?
Well, the big difference is when it was originally created, you know, we were having the decline in the oil and gas industry. And for the first really 20 years, it was just a name only. It really didn't have any money. And now we're blessed with revitalization of the oil industry and a lot of money going into the fund every year. And really the way the fund was set up, the money just sits in what's called the general treasury pool. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even earn enough return to cover the inflationary pressures on the money. And so the concept is to allow the money to grow over time, number one. And then number two, being that we have an oil play that's going to last for decades to come, to create an endowment whereby we can use part of those dollars to deal with long-term liability issues that the state always faces. And when the oil fields go dry once again, that endowment will continue to live on for the next generation.
So before we get to this new part of the fund that you want to create, I want to talk about kind of what we do and how it gets available to the general fund right now. It seems like the Texas House and Senate have different philosophies about how to use the Economic Stabilization Fund money. Some don't really want to touch it at all. Others are trying to spend some of it. How much do you think should be available to lawmakers when they're balancing the budget every 2 years?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. There's different numbers that come into play. A lot of people talk about the credit rating agencies. What would the credit rating agencies expect should be a healthy balance? One, Texas has a lot larger ESF, Economic Stabilization Fund, or Rainy Day Fund, than any other state. In fact, we have the largest Rainy Day Fund out of all 50 states. And the fact is, the number that I propose would be 8% of what's called general revenue-related dollars. Mm-hmm. In other words, what the state is over, not necessarily the federal dollars. And that number, if it was 8%, would be about $8.5 billion that would be maintained in that fund. And it would grow over time if the budget grows. Now, it could be even less. There's not an exact number. However, that's a very conservative and a reasonable proposal that would leave us with a nice nest egg for when the next recession occurs.
So this seems like an idea that you've thought through with your people and have crunched the numbers. What do you have to do to make this happen? You have to work with lawmakers this session in order to get things moving?
Yeah, absolutely. Proposing that the legislature would have public hearings on it this session to debate it, to work on it, possibly enact it and send it to the voters as a constitutional amendment. And if nothing else, at least we've put the issue out there, had a healthy debate, a healthy discussion, and start looking at the ESF in a different prism than we are today, which in essence, as I mentioned in my op-ed, is it's kind of like we take the money and we bury it under the Capitol lawn. And that's not very prudent. And no one in their own personal household or their business would do that with that amount of money or any amount of money.
Well, you have created a couple of nice visuals for those folks at home who maybe still are trying to scratch their heads and get their brains around where this money is going. And we'll link to those on our website, texasstandard.org. But kind of comes down to the idea that using this money instead of just socking it away and then also being able to invest it and get more return on that investment with
that's right, and making
funds.
Sure that when we have the next downturn and the oil fields of today go dry like we thought they did in the 1980s, then you would still have something that continues to be there available for the next generation of Texans.
Texas State Controller Glenn Hager, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Great to be with you today. Thank you.